शौचं दया मौनम् बुद्धि श्रीर्हृर्यशक्षमा समोदमभगश्चिते यत्संगद्याति संक्षयाम्। सत्यम ट्रूथफुलनेस, सौचम क्लीननेस, दया मर्सी, मौनम ग्रेविटी, बुद्धि इंटेलिजेंस, श्री प्रॉस्पेरिटी, ह्री शाइनेस, साइनेस, यशः फेम, क्षमा फॉरगिवनेस, क्षमः कंट्रोल ऑफ द माइंड, दामः कंट्रोल ऑफ द सेंसेस, भागः फॉर्च्यून, चा एंड इति दस यत् संगात फ्रॉम एसोसिएशन विद हुम याति संक्षयम् आर डिस्ट्रॉय। Translation: he becomes the living entity becomes devoid of truthfulness, cleanness, mercy, gravity, spiritual intelligence, shyness, austerity, fame, forgiveness, control of the mind, control of the senses, fortune, and all such opportunities. Purport: those who are too addicted to sex life cannot understand the purpose of the Absolute Truth, nor can they be clean in their habits, nor not to mention showing mercy to others. They cannot remain grave, and they have no interest in the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is Krishna or Vishnu, but those who are addicted to sex life cannot understand that their ultimate interest is Krishna consciousness. Such people have no sense of decency, and even in public streets or public parks, they embrace each other just like cats and dogs and pass it off in the name of lovemaking. Such unfortunate creatures can never become materially prosperous. Behavior like that of cats and dogs keep them in the position of cats and dogs. They cannot improve any material condition, not to speak of becoming famous. Such foolish persons may even make show of so-called yoga, but they are unable to control the senses and mind, which is the real purpose of yoga practice. Such people can have no opulence in their lives. In word, they are very unfortunate. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shradvita Gadarjava Sadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then in this part of the Bhagavatam, Kapila Dev, he is speaking to his mother. Yes or no? Yes, huh? He's speaking to Devahuti. Huh? Then Devahuti, I wrote some. You see, Devahuti, when she was not married, then she was under the care of her father. Yes, Swayambhu Manu. He was taking care of her. She was princess. She was very, very beautiful. Then, after that, Swayambhu Manu, he gave Devahuti to Kardama Muni. Then also, she was under the care of Kardama Muni. From the 23rd chapter, we are in 31st now, then Devahuti, it is explained, she was very chaste, sadhvi. Also, she constantly served Kardama Muni with great love, and the example was given as Bhavani, she is serving Shivji, Lord Shiva. Then, and Devahuti, she was very much, she served very much her husband with great respect. She served him. Then Kardama Muni, he was very much pleased with Devahuti. Then he gave to her transcendental vision, Devahuti. You see? Then after this, and also, Kardama Muni, he was also rigid brahmachari. He was. Then they got 9 daughters and they got 1 son. His name is Kapila Dev. But now Kardama Muni has to leave the house. You see, there is progression is there. Huh? We have to come to how these verses may seem a little bit this verse, Prabhupada speaking about sex life and very strong verses, but we have to understand how Devahuti, she was coming from, she was princess before, she was with her father, after she stayed with Kardama Muni, she served him very nicely, and after Kardama Muni has to leave, and according to the Vedic culture, the mother, someone has to take care of the mother. Then the son, here Kapila Dev, he will take care of her. Yeah, he will take care of her. Then Devahuti, she will receive all these instructions from Kardama Muni. She will receive these instructions. Then and after this, Kapila Dev, from her. Then after this, Kapila Dev, he will also leave the house. Then here, Kapila Dev, he's warning her, strongly he's warning her, about again associating with what? Getting involved into sincere enjoyment. He's warning her. See, she was... We can see she's in the Vanaprastha stage. Huh? She left everything. And he's warning her, he's explaining her why, how the living entity fell down. How? Before yesterday, the verse, it was explained that the living entity, he again fell down if he associates with the path of unrighteousness. That means if he becomes sincerely influenced. Then this the senses, you know, more like when you stay 20 years, 30 years in the movement, or not even practicing, we can say practicing Krishna consciousness for 20, 30 years, then we will come to one stage, it's called this between anartha nivritti and nishtha. This stage is very, very difficult to stay in Krishna consciousness during that stage. Many thoughts are coming in our mind. A lot of purification comes, you see, in that stage. Then generally many devotees, they are unable to go to this stage of nishtha. We said last time that in nishtha, anartha nivritti is, remember? Per, ve, ziv. It's like cancer, you know, they have cancer. Cancer is in whole your body, it's pervasive in whole body, but still, you are living. You can live, you can speak, you can... This anartha nivritti, if we come to the stage of nishtha, anartha nivritti is almost destroyed. Then before this, and this may last for 10 years sometime, you know, 10 years, you are struggling for 10 years to come to this stage of nishtha between that stage, a lot of our mind becomes sincerely inclined in this stage of anartha nivritti. Then to come, once we come to, we will explain a little bit, I have taken some notes. When we come to the stage of ruchi, not ruchi, yeah, after nishtha is ruchi, huh? Yes, huh? When we come to the stage of ruchi, we start this sensual agitation diminished a little bit, you see. It diminished. We have taste. But this finish when we come attached to Krishna, you see. This attachment. When we hear something about Krishna, we want to hear about him. We want, instead of when we are inclined to hear about sense gratification. And here, then, the Kapila Dev, yeah, he will instruct Devahuti then how to get out from this this stage. How not to associate with in the next verse, he will said also, we should not associate with someone who is dancing dog in the hands of a woman. See, she is a woman. Devahuti is a woman, yes. But you need, if she associates, if someone there, he's just interested in his mind, he's interested in women, then she will fall down from him. He's warning her not to do this. Yes. He's warning. And in the purport, Prabhupada, he said, someone who is addicted to sex life cannot understand the purpose of spiritual life. Nor can they be clean in their habit, not showing mercy to others. Question, why sex life when someone I wanted also before this question, I want to one idea come into my mind. See, Devahuti, she was attached to her husband. Yes or no? She was very much attached. We have four kinds of women. Four. One, she's attached to the husband. The second, she's attached to the child. The third, she's attached to the parents. And the fourth, she's attached to herself, her body. See, I repeat. The first woman, she's Brahmin woman. She's attached to the husband. She know, according to scriptures, the husband is half of a woman. Huh? If husband and the woman, if the wife is attached to the husband, means helping him in his services, doing everything for him, then she's Brahmin. She knows what is the value of the husband. And she gets a lot of benefit from the husband. Of course, the husband has to be also Brahmin, you know. This was explained in the example of who? In the Bhagavatam. The husband was not Brahmin. Huh? What is it? Now there is one example was given in this canto before. The husband was weak. Kashyapa Muni and Diti. You see what happened? Catastrophe happened. Two big demons they give. Kashyapa Muni, he was in meditation, you see. He was meditating. He was centering in Gayatri and he was on the fire. And Diti, she came and now. The sun was, he was not strong. Then, you see here, we have Devahuti, she's higher because Kardama Muni was big. He was a big devotee, huh? Kardama Muni. Then I said, the wife, if she's attached to the husband, she will get a lot of benefit. Then when the wife is attached to the children, why the wife who is attached to the children is Kshatriya wife? Why? Because something expand. Do you see the Kshatriya? He want to expand. conquer this, that, that. Then Kshatriya woman, once she has some children, this is my, then she become more attached to the children. And this may create problem. May create divorce. She, the relationship between the husband become a little bit very... Then the businessman, businesswoman, she is attached to whom?
Parents.
The parents. Why? Why? She's business. The parents come, they bring this, they bring gifts. Huh?
Money.
For money. Money consideration. She's business. The parents, you see, they come. They may parents have my have house, big house. She said, oh, when parents are gone, the house will be mine. Then she's treating the she's business. She's thinking that's not her. Then Shudra woman, she's attached to herself. Shudra woman, she wear black clothes. She's black, the clothes are black. She's, you see, she's tamasic. You can see from the clothes someone. How, which cloth is he wearing? Then she sleep a lot, eat a lot. She's quarrelsome. Then your life is hellish. In the, you are grihastha. Because the wife is not attached to you. She has no attachment for you. You are living together for to progress in the spiritual life, but she's creating so many problems for you. But devotee here is not the case. This point is very, very important. This is not the case. They said this verse. Which verse? Guna karma, vibhagasha. What means vibhagasha? Means divide. What means divide? Another synonym is for divide in English.
Separate.
Another synonym is quarrel, conflict. You see? This gunas and karma, they create conflicts. Because you see, the wife here is his Shudra mentality. There are a lot of conflicts are there. Here, in Devahuti's case, this Vibhagashaha is less. She's in goodness. Then more we reach the stage of goodness, more there is no quarrels, no conflict, no division. This guna and karma do not act on you. Then this stage is progressive. Brahmachari, you see, he may go directly to renounce, or he may go, he become grihastha. But he, we should know, be trained on this, know. Oh. We should know that, oh, this is the we should know. Oh, the wife, she is it in goodness, is it in tamas, or is it in... Then we can be successful later. Then, when we can come, if we can come from this grihastha ashram, we become vanaprastha, and we are ready for what? For this anartha nivritti. The senses, they are like, you see, I give two examples. One is Ravan. See Ravan? Ravan, Ram, he killed, he cut one head. What happened? Another head grew up. Sense gratification is this. You try to kill it, cut it. Very difficult, you know. Very tough. It is a horrible stage. You go to a horrible stage of purification. Or another example we can give is Vritra Asura. You know Vritra Asura? When he was born, what happened? He started growing, bigger. And the senses, when we got between this Nishtha, no, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha and Ruchi. Three stages we can see. It's happening in this part. This is happening. Between anartha nivritti, nishtha, and ruchi. Big, it's become big. Then Indra, what he did? he cut his hand, yes? He will also try to cut the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It's not working, Hare Krishna. You see, it seems it's not working, you see? It seems. But it is, it will, it's work. But still, right? And you cut the other hand, and he cut. And he, Indra keep cut. And Indra also, what he did before? What was the advice given to him to kill Vritra Asura? What? Yeah, the Dichi.
And the Dichi sacrificed his life.
Yeah.
To give his bones so that he could create
a weapon to kill him. This weapon. He get this weapon, and he get also two things. What is the other thing?
Mantra.
Mantra. Narayan Kavacha. You see? And I forgot, I didn't prepare this part. I could have brought the verses and yesterday I was busy, I came very late, then I slept. I wake up also late, up at 5:30. Then this, and knowledge is also there, you see the knowledge. I forgot what Prabhupada exactly, this part. Then you need to dwell your mind in this, during this part, you need to engage in studying and it's become, I told you, it is very horrible part going through this very, very difficult part. Okay? Then, this is clear, huh? Yeah. She's going through these things. And Prabhupada, I was asking, why one who is sexually attracted does not show mercy to others? Why? Others, why? Question. Very nice question. Why? What?
He has something to say. No mercy, no, in sex. Someone who is, there is no mercy.
If you analyze now, the act, sexual act, is full of aggressivity, you know? Full, it's aggressive act. The heart starts beating higher. The body, whole the body is agitated during the sex life. There is no mercy, there is only anger, violence at that time, you know. Then Prabhupada, he said, and one is thinking about himself at that time. And then, at the end, you are not satisfied. And you want to get satisfaction. And you are never satisfied. Then you become very selfish, then you lose mercy. In the Bhagavatam first canto, this how can it is explained the mercy is lost by that one become contaminated by sex life, he become unclean, and the mercy is lost how? By eating animals. You know this forgative principle. Every the mercy is lost by eating animals. Then they cannot remain grave. He cannot remain great. Why? He wants to seduce the other. He will speak. He wants to show that he's intelligent. He knows. He's boosting up the person. Then he cannot be great. And also, he has no interest in the ultimate goal of life, which is Krishna. You see, that's it. Then I said in this part of Anartanivriti Nishtharuchi. What happened? We can give the example of Maharaj Bharat. Bharat Maharaj. See, Bharat Maharaj, he almost reached the point of love and devotional service for Krishna. Yeah. He got 8 symptoms of ecstatic love. These were manifesting in his body. And even from that platform, he could fall down. Then how? How? Yeah, then you see, when we go through this stage, a lot of thoughts are coming, some sensual thoughts are coming in our mind, then we cannot chant the Hare Krishna mantra perfectly at that time. And Prabhupada explained it. Bharat Maharaj, he was constantly thinking of the activities of the deer. Similarly, when you are going to that stage, your mind is out of control, you know. You are just thinking about this. Just thinking. You are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And the mind is thinking, is thinking, is thinking. And you will be this. And Bharat Maharaj, was constantly thinking of the activity of deer, forgetting that such diversion of attention was killing his progress in spiritual achievement. See, there is this diversion. Attention is diverted, strongly diverted to that. Then what happened? One, his progress is killed. Then there are some, what should be done in that stage, when we are in that stage? First, we should know we are weak at that time, are weak. Then you should, when you are weak, what you do? You should try to win time. It's like you are in the war. You are in the war. The enemy on the other side, he is weak, he is strong, and you are weak. And he may kill you in 1 day, 2 days, and you don't want to be killed. What you have to do? Win time. You said, okay, I want to stay alive for 1 year. Then, during this time, 1 year, what you do? We increase our chanting. We can increase the chanting. We have to do some extra effort during that time. Then what happened? If you do this in 1 year, since 1 year you do it, then you have some account out there. See? Some 2 years, because it lasts longer. It will last for 10 years. Then you start with building up, building up, building up, building up, building up slowly, slowly, and one day, whoosh, it is finished. It does not come into your mind at all. It starts diminishing, diminishing, diminishing. But the problem, what we will face in that stage, is we will lose faith in the Hare Krishna mantra. You see? He said, wow, I am chanting. And nothing is happening still. You will read the Bhagavatam. I am reading. I know that is not good, this. And it's not working. You will lose faith. Then it is question of faith. That time, we see how much faith we have in the process. Another problem at that time comes. What is problem? We will start criticizing Krishna. See, the Christian, they said, if this question of evil, you know evil? The question of evil is very much difficult to solve. We will become like Christian. You see, the Christian, they said, if God is good, why there is evil in this material world? And the devotee, we will also at that time start criticizing Krishna. Look, Krishna, I am chanting your name, I am doing all this, and still I am. And we start giving, at that time you are finished. You will fall down to the... You cannot continue your... In this stage, between vanaprastha, sannyas, you will not be able to pass the stage of this anartha nivritti. Then Bharat Maharaj, it was his case. He was constantly thinking of the activities of the deer. And he was diverted. You see, Bharat Maharaj, he left his home, he left his wife, he left his children, and better I read some notes, you know, give some. He left everything, but again, he come back to this. He has to become attached to a deer. Then what I said before, that we should keep doing something, like you see, there is this verse, Yagyadana Tappa Karma. natyajyat karyam eva tat. Yagyo danasta pashaiva pavanani manishin. We have to keep doing some yagya, dana, some charity, you see. Tapa and karma, some activity, some austerities. We should not think, oh, now I am senior devotee for 30 years. I'm getting everything. Or in Hare Krishna, everything happened. We will get this. See? We should keep doing some austerities, keep doing some parikramas, you see? Keep doing some fasting. Nirjala Ekadashi or another Ekadashi. See, Ekadashi is powerful Ekadashi. Like, normally when you are going through this stage, you are rejected by everyone. Understand? I don't want to enter into details, you know. Because otherwise you become rejected. You become person because you become a very dangerous person at that time. Your mind is just... You said, I want to get in cave and get locked. That does not work also. You have to stay. Then, at that time you are free. You can during Ekadashi, you said, okay, I don't sleep. There's more japa and this and this. Then this is called yagya dana tapa karma. Not yajyam. Don't give it up. Karyam. Yagya dana tapa pavanani manushinam. This purify. Is great purification by doing this yagya. Act of sacrifice, charity, penance are not to be given up. Even in this stage of sannyas, should not be given up. What should be performed? Indeed, sacrifice, charity, and penance purify even the great soul. Then even in the stage of sannyas, we should do this until the end. Then Kapila Dev, he didn't want his mother to sacrifice this regulative principle by associating with Shudra. Here, coming next verse. One should not associate with fool who is bereft of knowledge of self-realization and who is no more than dancing dog in the hands of a woman. We may see this Prabhupada, dancing dog in the hands. Of the hands of women. We may think that Prabhupada, he's against women, or he's not against. Prabhupada is transcendental, you know. But Kapila Dev, he is explaining this to a woman. He's explaining to her this. No, you should not be associate. Then Kapila Dev, he wanted her, his mother, to increase her affection for the Supreme Lord. How? By good association. Yeah. Then, because when we have attraction for something material, then it is very difficult to concentrate on the Lord. It's not easy to concentrate. Then the mind becomes restless. This is from Prabhupada's. I'm ready now. Restless, no one chants the holy name of the Lord. The mind will become so distracted that it will only think of that things. The chanting become mere show with no benefit. There is no benefit. And Prabhupada gave the example of Bharat Maharaj. You see, Bharat Maharaj, he was meditating. And what happened? You would go, oh, the deer, where is he? Then similarly, we're chanting, and you hear some voice. You hear some tinkling, and the mind is, if you are not in good association, we are alone. We should at that time avoid to be alone. We should every time stay with the devotees. I will end. I have more, 15 minutes more. Just with the, maybe I can explain this. You see, we have in the Bhagavatam, bhakti is divided in three according to the gunas. Question, who was in the tamaguna in Bhagavatam? We have in the Bhagavatam examples that are given to us. Someone was in Tamaguna. Another one was in Rajaguna. Another one is Sattvaguna. And another one who is in Shuddha Sattvaguna. Who was in Tamaguna? Who was Tamasic in the Bhagavatam? Huh?
Demons.
Who? Not demons. These are devotees, you know. These are devotees, very great devotees, you know, very great devotees. And oh, Gajendra. No, this is coming in the next canto, fourth. Coming. No, which canto? We are third. No, and Gajendra is coming in the eighth canto story. But this will come, you see. Gajendra is here in this canto?
No, but you're saying, give us an example of somebody in the Bhagavad Gita who's in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
Are you restricting it to that canto?
No, this Gajendra, he was. The story of Gajendra show us how we can, when we are not in good association, this Maya slowly, we lose slowly our strength is lost. Prabhupada explained this in this Agajindra. But we have Daksha. Yes. Daksha's, he was Tamasic Daksha. Then we have Rajaguna was Dhruva Maharaj. And we have Sattvaguna was King Prithu. So was king. He was just doing his duty as Kshatriya. And he was offering the result to Krishna. And once he left his body, he went to spirit. The duty is good. The king doing duty, very responsible king. He go to back to Godhead. He was not doing any austerities, nothing, doing his in good consciousness he was having. Then we have Tamaguna. I will come to it back. Daksha. Okay, we come to Tamaguna. Daksha. You see, when someone is in Tamaguna, he will fall down. Why? Daksha was envious of Shiva. He was proud. Huh? Because we should try to give respect to everyone. This should be our police, especially those who are small devotees, as we say, small, new devotees. Or we don't know who is who. Huh? Daksha could not see. Daksha, he judged Shiva how? Through his clothes, his ashes, his disciples also. You see, we may have some guru in his corner. He has very naughty disciples. They are just screaming, big mess. Like Shiva, Lord Shiva's disciples are like this, you know. Ghost. And then we have also the example of who? Suniti or Niti? Niti, she could not see that Dhruva was great devotee. Then she offended him, child. Then she gets in problem. She has to die, and her son has to die. We have also Jayvijay. Jayvijay, four children come to the door. Oh, they say, oh, these guys, they are children. Then they offend them. And generally, offenses come like this, you see. Because someone who is proud and envious, what happened? He's afraid of someone bigger than him. Understand? He will respect someone. Oh, if I give trouble to this one, I am in trouble also. Better I keep friendship with him. But those who are lower than him, he tries to give them troubles. Yes or no? Then he gets in trouble himself. And that was the example of problem of Daksha. Yes. Huh? Then we have in Rajaguna is Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj,
He was insulted. Narada Muni come to him, he give nice verse. I don't have this verse here. Very nice verse. Very one nice verse. He said, you are not this body. You should not get sukhe dukhe, in Bhagavad Gita, sukhe dukhe samakritve, labha labha jaya jaya. You should be equal. But he could not do it. He said, no, I was insulted. And then Narada Muni, he said, okay. This was passion. Cannot tolerate someone, he is insulting you, then you cannot tolerate him. But Dhruva Maharaj, he was one very good quality he has. What this quality was? He could get out from Rajaguna. How could he get out from it? How? Yeah, you know, he was having a lot of determination. See? Yeah, sadhana. He was having determination. And even among us, if someone has a lot of determination, as Anindra Prabhu said, sadhana, then if you can get out from any problem, but tamaguna, no, you cannot get out from it. See, Daksha, when he offends Shiva, what happened to him? His head cut down, he was completely, completely humiliated. Yeah, humiliated. He got, then his followers, they got cursed. So many things. Then what happened? He did tapasya for 5 manvantaras. See? But still, this happened in the first manvantara. And he did tapasya from the first until the 6th manvantara. But again he offended who? Narada Muni. You see, this tamaguna he will not get. Then tamaguna is dangerous. He again offended Narada Muni. But Rajaguna is okay. Is okay if he's laughing now. If there is lot of determination, you are fired up. Then what happened to him, Dhruva Maharaj, at the end what happened? He regretted. Oh, he come to the Shuddhasada. Oh, I came to you, I was looking, I wanted the kingdom higher than my father. And I was asking for broken rice. And he understood. Then we have Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj, he was good king, you know. He was good leader. And he was in Sattvaguna. And he met the 4 Kumaras. This part is a little bit very difficult. I want to practice with you a little bit. I want to read some verses are here. About the teaching the 4 Kumaras. They give him nice teaching how to develop this attachment, this asakti, how to become attracted. Where is this verse here? Yeah, he's explaining how we can burn up. This is very nice. Now, the subtle body, see how to. Yeah, where is it? Yeah, this. He gave nice analogy. He said, as fire, it gradually destroyed wood. You know, when you burn fire, similarly, one become attached to the Lord. When someone is attached to the Lord, he gradually burn up first this gross, the element of the gross body. He called it panchatmakam. This verse is yunim eva athetu agni. Yunim eva athetu agni. Yunim eva athetu agni. As the fire, he burn up gradually, then one who is engaged in devotional service, he will also burn up these 5 elements.
Then he become at that time when become free from five material attachments. One is ignorance, false ego, attachment to the material world, envy, and absorption in material consciousness. If you see the universe, it has how many? It has eight or seven. Seven. We have this story of Rupa. What's his name? Gopa Kumar. You see, he's going through and he's burning one by one by one. But we can do it also here. We don't need to go. You can do it here in this. He explained attachment to the Lord. This is verse number 4:22-24. I read it in English first. Attachment to the Lord appears by following the regulative principle, niyama, without having material desire, akama, and by not criticizing others, very important, anindaya, and by simple living, nirihaya, and by tolerating the dualities, dvandva, titikshaya. The verses yamayer, akamayer, niyamish, chappi, anindaya, nirihaya, dvandva, titikshaya. You see? That we become attached to the Lord if we follow this four regulative principle here. Prabhupada, one who is addicted to sex life cannot understand the purpose of the Absolute. Then by following this regulative principle, by being free from material desires, by not criticizing others, simple living means you don't have any material. Oh, I want to have this. No, I just want 50 years are left. If you are 30 now, 50 years is nothing, you know. Let me have simple life. And this duality, dvandva titikshaya, something bad is happening to you, you don't get agitated. It's there only for 3 days, you know. Some bad news coming. You tolerate it for 3 days then. And he explained it. And he explained that the subtle body, it is an imposition on the living entity. Imposition. You see, we don't have... This subtle body is creating problem for us. This false ego, the mind. I said this thoughts are coming from the mind. Then when the subtle body does not exist, then what happens when he sees the super soul? This is the verse is there also, 4:22-28. Then the translation is the subtle body is an obstruction. If the subtle body is absent, one sees the supreme Lord alone. Asya upadhau. Asya. Ashaya. Sorry. Ashaya. Ashaya means asha. In Hindi means material desire. Material desire are in the subtle body. The subtle body is also called ashaya. The subtle body is called linga in Sanskrit. Linga means, you see, linga, what means linga? Connects. The subtle body connects the gross body with the soul. The subtle body. This subtle body is called linga. It is called ashaya. Ashaya upadhau. Upadhau. Ashaya upadhau. Upadhau means obstruction. The subtle body is an obstruction. Then, if the subtle body is absent, vai pumshan pasyati na anyada. Then, one will see the super soul is sitting nearby. The subtle body is sitting nearby. Then he's explaining all this. And he explained, because of this upadhi, we see differences. Differences. And he's given a nice example. You see, when some reflection is on the water, is on oil, and mirror. You see, on the water, what happened? The reflection moves. On the oil,
It does not move. It is a little bit noisy, huh? And on the mirror, it does not move like this. It's more deeper, you see. These three stages like this of the subtle body. Then we see differences because of this, the subtle body. We see differences. And this, we come to tamasic bhakti. Who? Daksha. Daksha was seeing differences. Shiva and okay, time is off. I can stop here. I brought many points. We can have some discussion if you want. Any question, any comment, any correction? Yes. Unless we reach Nishta stage, we don't fall down at that time. We are into Madhya. Nishta. Nishta. But you may be in Nishta. Someone maybe has, he may try to reach Nishta, but he may be blocked out. How? By Vaishnava Aparad, offenses. We have the example in the Bhagavatam of who? We have the four Kumaras. The four Kumaras, they could enter the spiritual world. But because they offended Jayavijaya, Krishna was nice with them. Which body he give them? He give them body of three. They cannot make any offenses at that time in three body, you see. They get Shanta. Shanta Bhav. Then anyone, even in if one is in pure devotional service, even in the stage of Prema, if someone is offensive, he is devotional. He offend some great personality. Then his devotional service is blocked for many lives. We see this daksha, it got blocked for how many manvantaras? Six manvantaras. Sati has to die. Big things happen, you know. This does not, daksha has no connection with the stages. Daksha was great personality, huh? But because of this, he got blocked. He could not advance anymore, finish. Any other question? Is it clear? Or not clear? You want some? Okay, your question was, Daksha was in Tamaguna. Yes. Then next, what did you say next? If he's in Tamaguna, is it connected with Kanishta? Madhyam, and we can say yes, because Madhyam he's not offensive. One who is Madhyam, he's very careful about offenses. He knows this is, he prayed to Narasimha Mahadev, you know. Well, Namaste Narasimhaya. Oh, Narasimha Mahadev, please. Not only Namaste Narasimhaya, I'm singing very nicely. No, you pray, oh Nishimadi, please protect me from offenses. If you do this, that means you are conscious. You are conscious about, oh, this is serious matter. And you pray. And if you pray, Nishimadi will protect you. Protect me, oh, protect me from offenses. If you do this once a month, when you sing Namaste, or when you hear, it's become 1 year is 12 times. It's good. Then, as you said, Kanishta, yeah, he does not care about offenses. He thinks everyone is the same. He does not
Vaishnava etiquette is very important. One who is more senior than you, you should be very careful with that person, respect him. And if we do this, then we are saved. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, mad elephant. If we do this, and this Kanista does not think about this. But Madhyam Uttama, he is more afraid. When someone reaches Uttama stage, he is more afraid. He respects everyone, Uttama. He sees, but he is more afraid of the devotees. And that fear is kind of love. He respects, oh, this devotee. Clear now? Any other question? Thank you. Oh, here.
Is this analysis of the devotees who are performing devotional service in different modes, is that referred to by the Acharyas? Where does that concept come from?
It's three. I never read it in the Acharyas. I was one day making some research on internet. I have to give class, then I enter this, and I find one PowerPoint presentation. And I don't know where they get this from. Even you know, once I was at Varshana, there was one scholar person, he's giving class. I was there for my book, and he was explaining these three gunas. And I could not digest his class, you know. I was not convinced. But he was... because there is one chapter in this, you see, the Bhagavatam, Kapila Dev, he's explaining about devotional service with three gunas. I don't know where they are getting this information from. But it is logical, no? Like...
No, I
didn't doubt this, huh? Yeah.
Because the devotional service is transcendental. But the Guru talks about devotional service performed influence.
But I'm thinking about something now. In Nectar of Devotion, there is something about, you know, this Chaturvidha Bhajan Timam. They said, what is the first? Huh? Who is the artha in English? What means artha?
Distressed.
Material distressed. Okay, we come to what you said, Gajendra. And there is artha arthi. Huh? Who is Dhruva? This said yes. Huh? And we have who else? We have Gajendra, Dhruva. We have four Kumaras. For Kumaras, but only Daksha is missing, you see. Daksha, and it's true, he was in ignorance. I find this nice, but I don't have ignorance. I cannot see the reference. I never read it.
But Daksha is not, he's an example, but he's not really a devotee in my sense.
Yeah, he's Karma Kandi.
Yeah, that's right. And so,
I thought about this also. Yeah.
And, so I'm not sure whether Daksha really fits.
But you see, that
he certainly is called by Vigilance, but he's not necessarily a factor. He's not living by the sense of factor.
Yeah. But Daksha, he is still one of the sons of Brahma. See, then Brahma, he is. You see, if now, suppose I'm a musician, doing some music, my son will go also some, coming to him, no? He's hearing me, automatically. then I'm sure that Brahma would have given him something.
Some sons might be better musicians than others.
You know, one small thing, you know, I was reading in one Purana, I forgot. How Narada Muni become the leader of Brahma, he cursed him. He was really very, and also, see, he was cursed, he was, and Brahma chose him. He is the one who he hide him a little bit, you see. Among his children, there is this curse, Brahma. I forgot Brahman the Puran. It may be in some Puran about Daksha. We have to make some research, you know. I thought about this. He was Karma Kandi. No other question, comment? Thank you very... Oh, here. Yeah, in the sixth canto, huh? You see, in the Hamsa prayer, Narayan came to him and saw him. Yes, he's a devotee. That is, they are right. His tamaguna is there. Yeah, of course. No.
Because he's such a big Prajapati, in that sense, passion and ignorance is prominent in that activity. Then, because of that entanglement, because of that association, then he became very proud.
Yeah.
Which is ignorance.
But other son of Brahma did not, if you take Atri, he was also Karmakandi. Vishwamitra, he's a Karmakandi also. In fact, Brahma has 10 sons who are in Karmakanda. Narada Muni is in Bhakti. The four Kumaras are in Bhakti. We have Jnana, yes, Jnana. And we have Shiva, pure devotee. And 10, but they didn't do... Vishwamitra, he will get in trouble a little bit. If you look in Vishwamitra, he will have two lives. The same person coming. I think some problem will happen in the Yagya. Yeah, but Shiva, you know, he plays Shiva. You cannot understand. Shiva Tattva is very complicated. Very difficult how he plays. See, I read something that in the beginning the demons and the devotee were worshipping both Krishna. But the demons were creating a lot of problems. Then Krishna came to Shiva. He said, "Would you like to attract these people there?" And he, like this, he's doing very nice service. Then it's difficult to understand Shiva. Very, very tough. Even the mother of Parvati, she gets confused when she saw Shiva. He's marrying her daughter. He's coming with snake on his head. She cried. Who is the bride? Shiva is difficult to understand, you know, very tough person. But he is Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. He is pure devotee. The Prachit. Yeah. Yeah, what do you want to say, Prabhu? Krishna Prabhu.
I have to say, Bhima, he was
Oh, you're speaking of Zuleika.
Did the other Pandavas like Yudhishthira, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadev, did they also do? And for how many days did they do?
Yeah, they were doing. Bhima, he was given only this for him because he was eating a lot. You cannot do any fast other Ekadashis. You can do only this one. But other devotees, they were doing. What is Nirjala for Yudhishthira Maharaj? It's nothing, no? one day, not drinking water and fasting. It's easy. You want to say something, Prabhu? Huh?
They got stuff to do. The fellows can stay up all night and sleep all day the next day.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Hari Bol. Hari Krishna.